This verse, which Srila Prabhupada recommended, we chant before each initiation ceremony, summarizes the goal of life and how to achieve it. At the present moment, we are all in a diseased condition. And that disease is that our hearts have been covered by the dirt of material attachments, material desires. And the cure of that disease is to cleanse our hearts, to make our consciousness again in its original state, which is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the original nature of every living being. We are all created for the singular purpose of loving Krishna and serving Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But at the present time, we have forgotten our eternal serving relationship with Krishna. And in this material world, under the influence of material energy, we are trying to enjoy separate from Krishna through so many ways. And material energy, which is created by Krishna himself, is so refined, so complete, that unless we have sincere desire to surrender wholeheartedly to the spiritual master's instruction and to Krishna, there is no possibility of escaping from the clutches. At every stage of our life, Maya Devi is creating illusions to entrap us. And every time we behave in such a way, according to her false promises, we become further entangled in the imprisonment of her energy. Krishna says in Gita, Dai Vihesu Dunamani, Mama Maya Adhuratya, Mam Evam Nekabhadyantaya, Maya Nekabhadyantaya. That this material nature is very, very difficult to overcome. Only one who surrenders to me can cross beyond. There is no other hope. Through performing various yoga processes, we can advance materially in many ways, or perhaps even be liberated from the clutches of suffering for some time. But we cannot completely free ourselves forever from Maya's clutches. Through the karma yoga process, we can get great material benedictions, even to the extent of living long duration of life in heavenly planets. But we cannot become free from Maya, because even the heavenly planets are under the influence of the illusory energy. Through the Jnana Kanda process, we may be able to discriminate with our intelligence between matter and spirit, We may even have deep, deep understanding of how we are not this body, of how we are not meant for sense gratification. We may even be able to perform severe tapasya, but ultimately, we are still under the control of the illusory energy. And through the yoga process also, we may be able to gain great powers, great influences. We may be able to achieve incredible peace and satisfaction of mind. But still, it is all influenced by the three modes of determination. Therefore, Krishna declares, only if you surrender to me can you come out of the powers of mind. And how to surrender to Krishna? In all of the various prayers we chant, most of the prayers we chant, the word Namaha appears. Srila Prabhupada translates Namaha as surrender. Not just offering obeisance. Not just folding your hands as the conventional formality of namaskar. But in the Vaishnava world, Namaha, namaskar, means utter wholesale surrender of our life. Krishna. And how to surrender to Krishna? That is the most important question in our life. Krishna explains, Tadvili Kali Pati Kali Kashtesi Upadeshanite Jami Jami Madhvata Pita Kasmad Guru Prabhadita Pita. In the conditioned state, we cannot surrender to Krishna But Krishna's devotees who repeat Krishna's instructions, they are carrying Krishna within their heart. They are carrying Krishna within their words. They are the representatives of Krishna. By surrendering to their instructions, we surrender to Krishna. Evam parampara prakam idam rajashaya. This is the meaning of the cyclic succession. The instruction of Krishna is none different than Krishna. We are directly getting Krishna through his representative. But we cannot get Krishna directly without his representative. This must be understood. So by surrendering to the disciplic succession and those who repeat the divine words of the disciplic succession, and by serving, hearing submissively and serving those words with our life and soul, that is the process of Krishna. That is the process of surrendering to Krishna. That is the only possible means by which we can be free from the clutches of material existence. And thus, be liberated from all sufferings and reestablish in our eternal constitutional position. Be engaged in the loving, blissful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to give the ways and the means by which surrendering to Krishna is practical and possible for everyone and anyone, even in this age of Kali Yuga, the age of glory and chaos. And that is through serving the Vaishnavas with humility. By living a very pure and moral life. By always remembering Krishna, by hearing regularly from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And by chanting his holy names. Lord Chaitanya has given us this Mahamantra. He is the supreme physician who has come to this world to cure everyone who is suffering from the disease of Maya or illusion. And he has come with a perfect medicine. I have come to cure you all, and I have brought the best of all my medicines. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Take this medicine, be cured, come back to your natural healthy condition. And by properly learning how to humbly serve the instructions of the spiritual master, by being a humble servant of Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, Krishna appears with his full potency and opulence within his name to deliver us once and for all from all of the problems of material existence. So on this day of initiation, we are beginning the process of surrender to Krishna through surrendering to the instruction of the spiritual master, who is the humble representative of the previous acharyas. His divine grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Goswami Prabhupada, has so mercifully, so kindly, on behalf of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taken this Yuga Dharma, the cure, the panacea cure and medicine for all living beings. He's taking it everywhere, to everyone. It is only by his great, great sacrifice that we are all given the opportunity to perfect our lives. So we are all the humble servants of the servants. And as Srila Prabhupada taught us, the spiritual master never considers any disciple to be his own property, but always considers the disciple to be the property of his own guru, and he takes care of them on his behalf. That is the consciousness of a genuine spiritual master who is following the disciple of divine property. Srila Prabhupada has sent out of me, and as his servant, I am aspiring to serve all of you. But for the disciple sees that through my own Guru Maharaj, all the mercy, all the grace of Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas is coming into my life. And therefore, the disciple makes the order of his spiritual master, his life, his soul. We have to have great determination. Really, the vow that we should be taking today is a vow of determination. That whatever may come in my life, any situation, I will always remain the faithful servant of Guru and Guru. Whatever my mind, whatever the society around me, whatever the environment creates, that I will never deviate from faithfully serving the order of my spiritual master. And I will never depart from the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And this determination is required. Without such determination, we will certainly fall, because Maya is very strong. If you have any questions, whether I will or whether I will not, you will fall. You have to have the determination that my life depends on it. I will under any condition, remain faithful to the instructions of Louis as my elders. And if we have that desire, and if we have that determination, then Krishna will certainly protect us. Krishna says in Gita that I preserve my devotee what he has, and I carry what he lacks. So always remain humble, always be in the mood of Lord Chaitanya before his guru, that I do not know anything. Always be very enthusiastic to carry out the order. And of course, the order we are always giving you is to show love and service to one another, to put your ego aside, to try to create harmony amongst Vaishnavas, and to accept the principle of submissiveness, and always be very strict in your style. In this way, we can create an atmosphere which will attract so many unfortunate souls in this world. And that is Srila Prabhupada's desire. And that should be the desire of all of us. That we live in such a way, with our words, with our actions, and with our thoughts, that we can attract more and more and more people to take this most sacred, blessed medicine of the Hare Krishna Mantra, to come and keep association of Vaishnavas, and to make